Conor Pope. Pricewatch at rte.ie if you want Conor to deal with any of your consumer issues. First, before we get to the problem today, Conor, mortgages and paying a lump sum off your mortgage or paying extra money on your repayments.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Well, I suppose this has to come in a context that there's a lot of people out there who are struggling to get to the end of the month, and for them, or indeed who are struggling to find a place to live. So talking about overpaying your mortgage, for some people will be like, well, I wish I had a mortgage, or I wish I could afford to overpay it. But having said that, there's tens of billions of euro in savings on deposit in Irish bank accounts, and a lot of those people have mortgages. So you were talking about how you could save money and how does the whole thing work. Basically, there's two main types of overpaying. There's the regular monthly overpayment, and that's where you'd pay a set amount every month on top of your normal mortgage repayments, or there's the lump sum repayment, in which sense if you had 20 grand to spare or 30 grand, you might just pay that into your mortgage at a certain period of time, and that would reduce the amount of mortgage that you owe, reduce the levels of interest. So there's two or three things that you'd be looking to do: reduce the size of your mortgage, or reduce the term of your mortgage, or reducing the amount you pay in interest. So they're the real goals of it. And then another advantage of that is if you paid off 20 or 30 grand on your mortgage, that might improve the loan to value ratio of your mortgage, which might mean that you could get a better deal with another mortgage provider. So as I say, there's a lot of benefits to it if you have the cash. So you need to decide, you know, what you want to do and what your main goal is. Do you want to reduce the monthly repayments? Do you want to reduce the term that you're going to be paying it over, or whatever it might be? And then there's different ways that it could affect you financially. So the people at switcher.ie, now they're a price comparison website, and they actually had some really good numbers on their website today that I took them and I'll give them the credit.
Yes, their
numbers.
Yes, yep.
So they were saying, if you have a mortgage balance of 200,000 euros and you're paying an interest rate of 3% over 20 years, and you've got 20 years left on your mortgage, if you were to pay a lump sum payment of 20,000 euros into that mortgage, you'd save yourself 15,041 euros in interest, right? Because you've reduced the amount you're paying, and you'd reduce the term of the loan by 2 years and 7 months.
So I take it from that then that you continue to pay the repayments that you're paying.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
So you pay a lump sum, you continue to pay what you've been paying, and then that reduces the time.
Exactly, because instead of having a mortgage of 200,000, you now all of a sudden have a mortgage of 180,000.
But you're doing the repayments on a 200,000 mortgage.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. Now, then if you had a mortgage balance of 200,000 euros and interest rate of 3% over 20 years, and you decided to overpay by 83 euros and 33 cent a month, which over 20 years equals 20 grand,
okay,
which is why they picked that number.
Okay.
Then you'd save yourself 6,635 euros in interest, and you'd reduce the payments by 1 year and 10 months. So financially, you're better off to put in the big lump sum, take down the total mortgage, and then continue the repayments at their current level. So, but there's a couple of things that you need to check. First off, you need to check that if your bank allows this, because there are terms and conditions that are attached to your mortgage. So typically, someone who's on a fixed rate mortgage or who's on a tracker rate mortgage might only be able to pay off an additional 10% of what they owe on an annual basis. Whereas if you're on a standard variable rate mortgage, you know, there's all the bets are off.
And so terms and conditions apply.
Terms and conditions apply. So make sure that you check it with your bank. And then when you want to do that, there's multiple ways. You can just pay it in as a lump sum. You can set up a direct debit or whatever it might be. But it's also really key to work out whether it makes sense for you financially. So let's say you had 20 grand and you figured, okay, well, if I put it into my mortgage, I'm going to save myself 15 grand over the course of 20 years and I'll reduce the repayments or the term of my mortgage. That's in one column.
Yes.
They think, what if I invested the 20 grand in stocks and shares,
right,
or in my pension, or put it into government bonds? How much would I get in a return by doing it that way? Now, at the moment, the interest rates that you get on your savings is pretty miserable, as a lot of your listeners will know. So like back of a note, an envelope kind of calculations, you think, oh, you probably make more sense to put it into your mortgage. But it really does depend on the individual. But if you did have that lump sum and you were looking at something to do, and then for some people, it's simply down to the psychology of it. They would prefer to be mortgage free at the age of 58 as opposed to 61 or 62, or indeed they might prefer to be mortgage free at the age of 70 as opposed to 67, or,
yes,
or 67,
yeah,
as opposed to 70.
70, yes.
So it really does depend on the individual circumstances, but it is something that people should look at if they have the financial wherewithal to do that. And again, I'd like to go back to where I started.
Yeah, of course.
An awful lot of listeners won't have the financial wherewithal to do that.
And the good news for the majority of people is that the ECB has sent a clear signal that it will cut interest rates from their historic highs next week.
That's right. Yeah. Now, we've talked about this on the show in the past. So, like, it looks likely. Now, if I'm not a gambling man. I nearly bet on United to win the FA Cup on Saturday. I actually went as far as to go into a bookies,
right.
And I was like, I'll put a tenner on United to win, and they gave me odds 4-1, and then the contactless thing on your phone
didn't work, and so you said it's not meant to be,
and I just said, ah, listen, my wife has my card and she was outside, and I was like, feck it, it doesn't matter, so I didn't bet, so I missed out on the 40 quid, but United won the cup, so
yes.
All good, but anyway, so if you were a betting man, you'd say, okay, or betting person, the chances are they will reduce their rates in June, possibly in September, possibly before Christmas. So you could be looking at a total rate cut of 0.75% over the course of the next 6 or 7 months, which would save someone on a tracker mortgage spread out over the course of a year around 600 quid over a typical mortgage. So it's not too shabby, but it's still much higher than it was.
It was. OK. Now, this came at thepricewatch.rte.ie. Dear Conor, my daughter got a message from a person she met during work experience about possible Taylor Swift concert tickets up for sale. They were being sold by a neighbour and were up on a private Facebook group. This morning we decided to buy the tickets and agreed to pay by Revolut. I was reluctant but started the process and entered her card number and name, but then it said the account was registered in UA. When I checked the country code, it was Ukraine. I immediately abandoned the transfer.
Yeah, no, this is kind of an unusual problem for us to be dealing with in one respect, because there was no issue. The person cancelled the transaction, and as a result they didn't lose any money. But I think it's kind of important to do now, because over the next 4 or 5 weeks there will be people looking to buy Taylor Swift tickets, because she's playing 28th, 29th and 30th of June. And criminals and scam artists are finely tuned to what's happening in the markets in which they operate. So all of these criminals will know exactly what's happening. So according to Lloyds Bank in the US, they had 6,000 people have lost money on fake Taylor Swift tickets in the UK, and 90% of all the frauds are happening on Facebook.
Right.
Okay? Because the criminals are using Facebook. And what they will do is they will hack into your Facebook account or my Facebook account. And you know the way sometimes you lose access to your account for a day, or somebody's stolen it.
I don't have a Facebook account, but go ahead.
And what they will do is you'll get friend requests from Ray Darcy. And I go, I thought I was already Ray Darcy's friend. And then you realise that your account has been hacked. One of the things that they're doing is they're using the accounts that they hack into to advertise Taylor Swift tickets for sale. So you pay 400 quid or 500 quid or 300 quid for the Taylor Swift ticket, and then they just disappear into the night.
Mm.
So it's really important to all of your listeners who might be in the market for Taylor Swift tickets in the next 3 or 4 weeks, that if you see something advertised on Facebook Marketplace or on any kind of private group on Facebook, or indeed any social media platform, make sure that the alarm bells are ringing loud in your head. Because if according to the UK, if 90% of the scams are happening on that platform, and there will be more of those criminals out there seeking to exploit the demands of younger people and older people.
They're on tour with her.
Well, that's 100% true. Yes, that's a good way of putting it. Because they are following the Taylor Swift tour around. So just be really, really mindful of any offers of tickets for that particular concert, or indeed any concert that's happening.
Just this one, because they met somebody, so they saw the whites of their eyes.
Well, kind of, no.
Yeah, I know.
No, see, what happened is the person who they met was part of this private Facebook group.
Right.
And the tickets appeared on this private Facebook group.
So
the person they met put them in touch with the person on the private Facebook group, thinking it was a legitimate offer. But the person on the private Facebook group group's account had been hacked, and it was the criminals who had infiltrated that private group and were selling the tickets using that platform. But the bottom line is, if you see Taylor Swift tickets for sale on any kind of social media platform, ask yourself some very serious questions.
So there will be people, because it's three nights in Crow Park.
Yeah.
That's 240,000 people.
It's actually the Aviva.
Sorry, so that's 150,000 people. 150, sorry about that. 150,000 people. And some of those, for whatever reason, won't be able to go. They're going to sell their tickets. So there will be tickets, genuine tickets
no
for
doubt,
sale.
No doubt, no doubt. Yeah. And people are allowed, fully entitled to pass on tickets in some respects. Now, I'm not 100% sure, and I don't want to have Ticketmaster ringing your show, because I don't know what the rules are on the resale of the tickets for Taylor Swift. I do know that...
We must find that out.
I do know there's legislation in place for reselling it substantially over market value and all that stuff. So I don't want to say definitively that you can or you can't do it, but there will be people passing on the tickets, and some of those people will be entirely legitimate. But just please make sure that if anyone is buying those tickets, that they are doing it with a very suspicious eye, particularly if they're buying them off people they don't know.
We know from old that you are a big fan.
I am indeed.
Yes, and will you be going?
I will indeed. I have tickets bought at full price.
Right, do you have a registry of gifts in the Irish Times?
I don't really know, to be perfectly honest. Right. I suspect not, but I didn't get a gift of the Taylor Swift tickets. Let's just be very clear on that, Ray.
No, you've made that very clear.
Not only did I pay full price, I paid higher than the full price because there was the various tiered packages.
Yes.
So there was like the regular tickets were 200, I think. There was VIP at 300, 400, 500, 700. We managed to get the €300 ones or something like that. So it's not cheap.
But you're lucky in that you live down the road, so you don't have to pay for accommodation on top of that.
100%. Yeah. We'll walk.
Yeah. Pricewatch at RTE.ie. If you want Connor to grapple with any of your consumer issues. Thanks, Connor.